Canadian Mounties make arrests, seize guns from militant Freedom Convoy supporters. By Nathaniel Charles on February 15, 2022. 12 protesters were arrested by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, Monday following the discovery of multiple firearms at a Freedom Convoy blockade at the busy U.S. border crossing in Coutts, Alberta. The 12 individuals all belong to the same currently unnamed organization, described by the police as criminal, and 13 long guns, handguns, multiple sets of body armor, a machete, a large quantity of ammunition and high-capacity magazines were found by police in three trailers associated with the group at the Coutts border crossing. 11 of the protesters were arrested at the blockade following the search. One individual allegedly linked to the group was arrested later and a further two firearms were seized. The move came as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced further restrictions on those protesting against his government's vaccine mandates and protesters count the personal cost of their involvement. The search warrant was issued after police claimed to have become increasingly concerned about the militant mindset of a small segment of the protest. They justified this concern in a statement by alleging a truck and a tractor attempted to ram a police car on Sunday evening, the National Post reports. RCMP Superintendent Roberta McHale alleged the individuals who had brought the weapons to the blockade had the intent of causing harm and police had to intervene for the safety of the public. An additional individual was arrested after semi-accelerating a vehicle at mounted police officers and then swerving at the last minute into some traffic cones. However, there is currently no official connection between this individual and the 12 other protesters. No charges have been filed against the 13 arrested individuals yet. But police are considering a multitude of offenses including conspiracy to commit murder. The RCMP further claimed the group had a willingness to use force against the police, although they do not appear to have resisted arrest. McHale did admit there were also people at the blockade who were there to protest and very likely didn't know what was going on. Canadian authorities have amplified their efforts to end the Canadian Freedom Convoy protests, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act, 1988, the first time the act has been used in its history. The Emergencies Act allows Trudeau to impose various temporary measures that could include banning people from gathering in certain areas as well as restricting their travel across the country.